Lisa Roberts, who's the principal at Grandview. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Wonderful. You've got some great things going on at Grandview, and one of the things we saw was that you've got some honors coming your way for teachers.
Oh, yes, yes. We are so excited. Our teachers are getting honored for all their hard work in STEM that we've been doing over the last couple of years at the Bloomington Chamber of Commerce Franklin Initiative. They are receiving the Leading Light Award this year. So I'm so thankful to all our teachers and all their hard work.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's great that they are getting honored. They now, deserve it.
For those who aren't with kids in school and the term STEM doesn't mean as much to them, we have science and technology and engineering and math. How does that relate to your school?
So a couple of years ago, our teachers were doing what we call random acts of STEM. They were doing a lot of engineering hands-on projects, which are really wonderful and the kids really enjoy. But we decided we wanted to bring in more science and technology. So we looked at our science standards and we picked some really neat standards to showcase in our classes. And they take STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and they integrate them through all content areas. So, for example, our fourth graders right now are doing a unit on force and motion. And so they'll take that and they'll integrate it in all of their reading, their math, their writing persuasive letters to the editor about position on expansion of roadways and how they affect people and homes. They're making cars. And then right before spring break, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is coming down to Grandview, and we're coupling with Lakeview Elementary fourth graders, and they're going to bring a race car down.
Ooh.
And talk about force and motion with our fourth graders and how that works when they're racing cars around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Wow.
So we're kind of excited about that. That will be neat.
Well, yeah. Jeez. And I see there's another outgrowth of STEM, and the MCCSE is participating in it, and that's GEMS, Girls in Engineering, Math, and Science, and trying to get young girls interested in that whole area also. So the great things going on in that. How do you get the IMS to bring a car down?
Well, in the past, our fourth grade have actually gone up to the Speedway in the spring to visit, and you know, with all of the construction going on, it's really difficult mm-hmm. to get them up there and back in time. So they called up there and they worked something out. The Speedway has a wonderful STEM initiative, and so they bring schools into the Speedway, but they were willing to come down and work with us, so we're really excited about that.
I don't know what you're going to get, but this year they're using a brand new model car at the Speedway, and boy, if you get that one, your kids are on the cutting edge of the latest technology in racing. But even so, you imagine what it means to a fourth or fifth grader to be able to, I bet you they're going to let them crawl inside and get a picture taken.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get to.
Drive it around the parking lot.
Uh-huh. So that would be really great, wouldn't it?
That would be. That's amazing.
They'll never forget it.
What else is going on at Grandview?
Oh, this week we have what we call our second grade informances, Keith. And really it's a celebration of learning in art, library, music, and PE.
Mm.
So each year we pick a different grade level, and our special areas have been, you know, trying to share with parents, you know, what happens in those classes. A lot of times you get newsletters and you hear what's going on in your, you know, general education classes with, you know, math and reading. So this is our time to showcase our special areas because they do such wonderful work. So our parents come in our PE, they're learning about golf, and our parents get a chance to do some putting with their kids. In art, they're learning about birds in flight, and
wow.
You know, they're drawing some birds, and in music they're doing vocalizations and memory songs, beat versus rhythm, and then we take them down to our library where, you know, our librarian can work with the parents, show the parents what books their kids are interested in, They're working on low-level fiction books at this age, and they have some, maker spaces. So we have a computer station where they're doing some coding and a Lego wall for the kids to showcase to their parents as well. So that's what's happening in our special areas for informances.
Now, you just said something that intrigued me, because I had a project to go out and get books for a fifth grader and a third grader. Now, I don't have any kids in the school, so I like, what do you get? And so I ended up in a bookstore, and while you were talking, I'm thinking, that's what I should have done. I should have contacted a school librarian who would know what the kids are interested in reading. But that's a tough one, because you want to get the right book for your kid, but what do you get, especially if you're going out and buying it?
You want it to be a right fit, but you also want the kids to be interested in it.
Yeah.
So that's the best place to go, because they know all of the books that all of the kids are reading at this time of the year. So.
Well, let me ask you the cliche question. Are all the kids in your grade level still doing the Harry Potter stuff?
Oh, we have quite a few doing Harry Potter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter is still huge.
Was that as good as I thought it was for getting kids interested in reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it definitely is. It gives them some really good vocabulary in those books. And it's a high interest level book for a lot of kids. So it appeals to both the boys and the girls.
Well, and it struck all the right chords, too. So do you have any fundraising activities going on over there?
Right now, we don't have any fundraising. We've started a canned food drive with our student council.
Mm-hmm.
And, believe it or not, you're going to be surprised by this, but we've made it a STEM canned food drive challenge.
Okay.
So, one, they need to classify different types of foods that they bring in. And they're going to, guess the amount of ounces, so they're going to tie in some math with that as well. We always do canned food drives around the holidays, and we're finding that they're running low at this time of year, so we kind of push it back towards, February and March, and we are hoping to get lots of cans brought in for that. So that's about as much as our fundraising is.
If there's anyone listening to this right now that's in the Grandview area and is inclined to want to drop off a few cans as they drive by the school, is that possible?
They certainly can. They can bring them to the office.
Okay.
And then we'll spread them out amongst the grade levels.
Okay.
But they're in a competition to bring in the most ounces. It's fun to turn everything into a competition. So,
I'm trying to remember what the biggest can of stuff is. You get those institutional size cans, those huge ones.
Keith, we did this last year, and the classes were challenged with making a canned engineering a castle or building.
Oh, wow.
Things with their canned foods and boxes of, and we had most people went to Sam's Club, believe it or not, and got really big cans of baked beans.
Right.
So we had all kinds of different things coming in. So I'm sure we're going to get about the same this year, which is fabulous.
Now, what else is on the schedule at Grandview?
Okay, so kindergarten registration opened up yesterday, and we have our open house coming up on February 15th from 6:30 to 7:30.
What is the requirement? Who should be interested in this age-wise?
Age-wise, we have our five-year-olds coming up.
So if the kid is going to be five in the fall?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that's part of the open house, and then you'll answer the rest of the questions at the open house?
That's right. Meet your current kindergarten teachers. You can meet your principal and staff members. Take a tour of the building. Fill out enrollment papers. Meet your special area teachers at that time. So it's, a time for the kids to come in and see what school is like and get those kindergartens excited. We give them packets so that they can look at, what they're going to learn next year, and we really want all of our little kids excited to come to school, so that's their opportunity to do that.
What kind of paperwork do parents, guardians have to bring with them for this?
They need to bring a license and two proofs of residency, birth certificate, and if they have their current immunizations, to bring those in as well.
Okay. The license is for the parent identification
driver's
purposes.
License.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just identification.
And then two pieces to show what your house residence is.
Correct.
Yeah. Like a bill that you got someplace.
A bill. Yep.
Yep. Okay. And so that's going to be for next fall.
Mm-hmm.
Are the kids kind of feeling spring coming in any way?
I believe so. But with this weather that's coming up. You know, last week they weren't wearing coats, and then they didn't have them when it got really cold. So it's as you know, Bloomington weather, it changes from one day to the next. So they're still kind of in that winter mode. We're not getting spring fever just yet. You know, we have ISTEP coming up February 26th, mm-hmm. and shortly after that, that's when they start to feel closer to spring break, which will help with that.
I guess as an adult, I don't have spring fever, but I can't wait to get out of this dreary, gray, you know, I want sun and no coats weather.
Sun so. And no coats weather. I think you're going to have to wait a little bit for that, Keith.
Well, that rodent out there in Pennsylvania didn't help us any. So
No, he didn't.
Punxsutawney Phil. We need, you know, maybe you could find some kind of an animal and do the prediction at Grandview for Monroe County for, you know, is it going to be an early or a late spring?
You know, that's a really great idea.
Just come up
like
with
a chintilla or something.
Or a hamster.
Or a
turtle. Hey, we're not going to be fussy. Just as long as that thing thinks that it's going to be spring early, we'll hold every hope we can hold.
We'll find something so he doesn't see a shadow.
Lisa, got anything else you want to leave us with before you go?
I want to say one thing. We have something new coming up this year.
Okay.
Our fourth grade is getting excited for our MCCSC and IU Mill fourth grade maker challenge, which is going to be a competition for all our fourth graders. And we're going to start that in March. And I know you'll hear more about that coming up.
Mill, M-I-L-L?
M-I-L-L. The Indiana University Mill is a makerspace in the School of Education.
Huh.
And so we're coupling with them to do, which is, you know, right up our alley here at Grandview, to have a problem for our fourth graders. And so all fourth graders amongst the district will compete against each other, and we'll pick a winner from each school. And then on April 23rd, there's going to be a showcase of the winning pieces that people have made. So there's more to come with that, but I wanted to put a bug in your ear because we're super excited about that coming up with our fourth graders as
Yeah,
well.
I'm intrigued. I want to find out what that all is about.
So
going to be very interesting. Well, yeah. Lisa, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. And stay warm and stay healthy with all of that stuff that's going around.
Thank you, too. I appreciate talking to you today, and be safe tomorrow morning on those roads, okay?
Yep. Thank you very much. Lisa Roberts, Grandview Principal.